Cougar season.
Show 2, take 2. Hello, welcome to Cougar Season featuring Hefe. I'm going to let you know that life is as good as it's going to get right now. Also, don't forget it's better to be hated by others than hate oneself. However, it is hard to love yourself if you are a hateful bastard. I like people that wear baggy clothes. When they pull up their pants, they just fall right back down to where they were. That's funny to me. If you're looking for an iPod, I have one for sale, very cheap. Why? It is possessed by a serial killer. No, it really can't do much to you, just piss you off. A lot like iTunes. Buy now. There's a new movie out called The Spirit, written by the guy that wrote RoboCop 2 and 3. No, I'm just kidding. The ads say it's from the creator of 300 and Sin City, which is Frank Miller. Get the whole story here on Cougar Season. Frank Miller made a great set of films with 300 and Sin City, and probably couldn't have done it without the experience of writing RoboCop 2 and 3, which are both adequate at best. Speaking of movies, why are so many movies about the world ending nowadays? Newest one is The Day the Earth Stood Still. You've also got Matrix, Armageddon, Day After Tomorrow, War of the Worlds. I know a couple of those are remakes, but gone are the days when a plane crash was enough drama. Why? They're on the news every week. Why bother making a movie about one? Unless the survivors stay alive by eating each other. Music, I'm wondering, are there any bands out there who sing about war and how bad it is when soldiers die? Oh yeah, only all of them. Really? It's bad when soldiers die? What amazing insight you have. Here's something that would be insightful. Write a song about a better way to get rid of bad people than fighting a war. Then you will have something. Another music commentary. Things I haven't heard. I haven't heard a rap song about how much rappers respect women. Yet people still listen. 40 years after the feminist movement has started in this country, just where has it gotten us? What? Why don't they stand up against this? I know if white guys did this, it would be shouted down and shunned. If you doubt me, case in point, Eminem wrote songs about his wife and mother. There was an outcry, an uproar. But I haven't heard that similar outcry against other misogynistic rap songs. Which brings me to my New Year's resolution. Stop complaining about rap music. It has not helped. We all know Eddie Van Halen is a famous musician, and he named his son, who plays in his band, Van Halen now plays the bass, Wolfgang. But why would a musician name his son after a famous chef? You know, that guy from Spago. Another category, hate the name, love the band. No, I'm not talking about Death Cab for Cutie. I'm talking about My Morning Jacket. I've been listening to them in MySpace lately. I think I'm a fan. No, no one's played them for me. I just happen to follow a link. It's cool how those things work, isn't it? And music-related news, I guess. MTV! Can it get any lower? Here's a synopsis from their new TV show, Double Shot at Love. Ready for a double shot at love? Identical twins, Vicky and Ricky, share more than just good looks and a love of modeling. They're also both bisexual and looking for love. 12 lesbians and 12 straight guys will be arriving at the house, thinking they're competing for just Ricky's heart. Little do they know, throughout the evening, Vicky and Ricky will be sporadically switching places so they get a chance to know the would-be suitors. Excuse me, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Politics. Barack Obama ran a campaign on hope and change. Ambiguous words that could mean anything to anybody. But now that he has won, some of those supporters are upset with the choices he's making. Rick Warren at the inauguration, George Bush appointee holdovers, using the name Hussein when he's inaugurated. Some of those things give me hope. The first two, specifically, that he isn't a total jerk like some Democrats, who I will call Barney Frank, Jesse Jackson, Rod Blagojevich, and Ted Kennedy. The Hussein thing, though. Oh, don't use it against me. It's not fair. Oh, okay, I'm elected. It's okay. Don't use it against me. Oh, but now I'm in the clear. So much for hope. I went to the grocery store yesterday and the cashier told me my cost was $63 even. I told her that I did it on purpose. She believed me. A little bit more in politics. The former mayor of Detroit, Michigan, was caught up in a bit of a scandal involving himself and his chief of staff, a lovely woman named Christine Beatty. B-E-A-T-T-Y, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Anyways, for your listening pleasure, I would love to read to you some of the lovely things they had to say to each other. For Christine's voice, I will talk like this. Sultry. And for the mayor, I will talk like this. Kinda like a speech-given guy. And, I will also be raising my voice because many of his replies are in all capital letters, denoting a level of excitement. Baby, if I was with you right now, I would sit you down, get on my knees in front of you. I would pull myself up to you and gently suck on your earlobe and come around and kiss you so passionately then. Please tell me more! Then I would take off your shirt and kiss you down your neck and suck on your place, text blackened out. After that, I would take off your pants and lay you down on the bed. Then, my shit is so hot already. Then I would climb down on top of you and start kissing on top of your head. Move down to your face and gently move to your stomach and gently lick around your belly button then. Damn, I love this! Then I would move my way down, part blackened out, and gently slide it into my mouth and move it in and out until you feel like you're inside of me and you're asking to be in me then. Shit! Then just when you're about to come, I would take it out of my mouth and climb back on top of you and slide it deep inside of me. Then I would begin to slowly ride back and forth on top of you. Damn, Chris! Then I would pull your chest to mine when it's still deep inside of me and kiss you so passionately while riding you. I would then ask you to gently grab my ass. And you would put your finger just enough to make me beg you, don't stop, please! Then we are so close to each other that sweat from our bodies makes us stick together. And you're moving in and out of me so slow and so strong, you're hitting my spot so right. And I'm sucking you on your ear and begging you, come on! I'm about to come right now! Then I lay on top of you, still trembling from coming so hard, and you put your arms around me and hold me so tight, and I lay my head on your chest, and you rub my hair so gently, then I love you! Then I lay on top on my side, and you lay behind me, and you pull me so close to you, and I say, I love you so much, and you say, I love you too, and kiss my neck so soft, then we put the covers and go to sleep and wake up in it. Hell yeah! How do you feel? First, tell me how you feel. No, nigga! You first! I feel like I did something that I've never done before, and typically, I did it with you. I was ready and even didn't thought about each word and visualized every single thing. TBC. I wanted to make you feel me with every word.
That is exactly how I felt last night. That's why I didn't answer your questions. Both times I was totally into it.
I love you, Kwame Malik Kilpatrick. Thank you for every experience.
Anytime. Love you too, Christine Lynn Roland Beattie.
That is the former mayor of Detroit text messaging his chief of staff at about 11:30 p.m. on November 22nd, 2003. Nothing but business in the Motor City. In contrast to that, I will now quote Einstein on his reasoning for a belief in a god or higher power. Anyways, I will let the quote speak for itself. We are in the position of a little child entering a huge library whose walls are covered to the ceiling with many books in many different languages. The child knows that someone must have written those books. It does not know who or how. It does not understand the languages in which they are written. The child notes a definite plan in the arrangement of the books, a mysterious order, which it does not comprehend but only dimly suspects. What I believe Einstein is saying there is that there is a method and a pattern to the universe, yet we lack the knowledge or yet have spent enough time on just in how to decipher its meaning. I came across a lot of quotes from Einstein when I was looking for this particular one. And all I can say is I have not read enough Einstein. A very wise man, as well as interesting and insightful and intelligent and lots of other big I words that I haven't written down, so I can't recall instantly. But he is truly brilliant, and I encourage anyone to read up on him all they like. It can only be edifying. And for another little kernel of brilliance, here another person I think is brilliant is Mike Patton. He is best known as the singer for the musical group Faith No More. And here's some choice samples from that and other projects. The first cut is Mike's latest project, Tomahawk, as far as I know. It's called Mezcal, Right One. The album is called Anonymous, and all the tracks are inspired by late 19th century Native American material. The second bit is from his group, Phantomas, and this track is strictly called... All tracks are dated, and this one is dated April 3rd, 2005. Also, the album is 2005, and it is called Suspended Animation. The third cut is Mr. Bungle, another band of his that he was in before and after Faith No More. The song is called Sweet Charity and is from 1999 off the album California. The fourth cut is from Faith No More, the album King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime, from 1995. It is the final track on the album, Just a Man.
Jared, 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 J to kiss the sun of east and west, and hold the world at his behest, to hold the terrible power to whom only gods are blessed. But me, I am just a man.
Thank you for listening to my show, Cougar Season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving, snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like,
"Here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that fear from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there."
Cougar Season.